We just wrapped up the month of May, and I know for most of the area, most colleges or high schools, May is when you graduate. And it's usually that back part of May. I was trying to remember. I should have looked at my diploma that I somehow earned. Because I can't remember the exact date when I graduated, but it was late May.
See, I think I want to say we were into the beginning of June.
Really? So that means that there probably are still some graduation ceremonies happening out there.
I feel like the school system has kind of, in Texas, has backed things up a little bit. So I bet most of them are done. Yeah, I was June 4th. I just figured it out.
Okay.
Yeah, June 4th.
So yours is coming up.
Yeah.
So Rockwall this year, their graduation, it looks like, was May 21st. And mine was probably around there. Man, that's prior to Memorial Day. That seems early.
See, we used to get out, I want to say, like, our summers started that first week of June. I remember, I feel like that was pretty much my entire school career. I could be totally wrong about that, but I feel like most of Midlothian, where I went to school my entire school career.
Yeah, Memorial Day was always your kickoff. You
right.
were done that weekend.
We would get Memorial Day off, come back for like a week, and then that week after would be your last week of school. I don't know why they did it that way, but we would always have Memorial Day off, come back for like a week and a half.
I can't remember if I was still in school for Memorial Day or not, but it looks like I was wrong. It was May 27th is when Rockwall graduated this year. And I swear in my head, mine was like May 27th.
Yeah.
But it's been 29 years now, which is pretty wild because I remember graduation to me, graduating high school was a huge deal.
For you?
Yes. My grandparents came in. My aunt and uncles were there.
Really?
I think a couple of my cousins were there. My grandfather, my grandparents had on my dad's side, and they passed. So I can't remember how many grandkids. Seems like Mark would have got this as well, but I can't remember. So sucks for him if he hears it. But they gave each of us $1,000 when we graduated high school. And we could use it for school or whatever, which when you're 18 years old, $1,000, you're rich.
I mean,
especially in 1997, that was an unbelievable amount of money. And my aunt and uncle, my mom's sister, gave me a set of luggage, which I still have a couple pieces of to this day. And I know my brother has his that he still uses when he travels a lot. It was really quality luggage. Now, some of it I have replaced over the years, but a couple of those pieces I still have. And so I don't know why, for whatever reason, it was such a big deal when we graduated high school. And I was stoked. I remember being excited, thinking, man, this is going to be great. What a life this will be.
See,
and then 29 years later, you're like, what the hell have I done?
The graduating of high school wasn't that big a deal to me, but the promise of what could come after that did. Like, that was very exciting. College and getting away from my parents and moving out. All of that sounded great. Graduating high school, that felt very, like, everybody does this. Not that big a deal. Like, maybe it was just because I went to a fairly affluent school and everybody I pretty much graduated with, I've pretty much known for a while.
And I knew all my friends, so I don't know.
And it felt like a sad story if you didn't. It wasn't just like something that happened to some people. Like, something terrible had to happen in your life if you didn't walk across, or if you didn't finish high school. Now, that said, I have some family members that didn't.
Right, and I think it's all, like, that whole mentality is roped up into graduating high school. Like, going to college and starting life on your own and realizing that you just wrapped up your youth, essentially.
But then again, when I graduated college, boy, that did not impact me either.
I'm the same way.
I didn't even walk.
I didn't either.
I didn't feel like, what was the point of it? Y'all are
gonna
care
at all.
Mail me this thing. I barely missed graduating on time by one class that I missed on my honeymoon because I got back a week after it had already started. And so I just didn't really care about. Plus, I had gone to a couple of graduations the year before, and they're just long and tedious.
Yeah, that's a lot. College graduation's a lot.
I'm like, y'all don't want to do this. I don't want to sit up there for 3 hours listening to a bunch of people that nobody that's close to me knows. Let's just not do that. So we didn't do it.
It took me, because I graduated college 10 years after I began. And I left, I'm trying to remember, I guess I left in the winter of 2002. I'm trying to remember if I did four, I did 4.5 semesters. Doesn't make any sense.
2000.
Thank you.
And nine.
I was so desperately hoping you graduated college in 2009.
No, I didn't, unfortunately. But then it took me 5 or 6 years because I was like 9 or 12 hours short. And
yeah,
when I left, I was like, oh, whatever, who cares? Because I knew I wanted to do radio. And I still to this day don't know anybody who goes, oh, do you have your degree? I got to see that you did radio in college. Otherwise, we're not going to hire you.
I really wish I had realized that earlier in my college career. I hated school, man. Like, I hated
I enjoyed
school
college.
Throughout.
But I enjoyed college from a... There is not a chance in hell that I could have functioned as an adult human with full responsibility on my own. I needed the really? Buffer from high school to... I wasn't ready to be an adult human when I was supposed to be an adult human.
I was like 40 years old when I was 16. Like, I've always been pretty on top of the responsibility stuff. Like, my parents never like had to wake me up to go to school.
Yeah, not any of that. Just not ready to survive. It's hard to describe. I mean, I had to get, when I left college, I had to go out. I'll never forget this. I found an apartment. And I was like, hey, all right, I need you guys to co-sign because it's a special if I lease within 24 hours. And my dad goes, why would I do that? I was like, well, because I can't get it on my own. He goes, well, when did you get a job? I was like, well, I don't have a job. He goes, well, I guess I'm not going to sign.
Yeah.
And I go, well, I was like, Dad, I need it by tomorrow or the special goes away. He goes, sounds like you better hang up with me and start looking for a job.
Yeah, what are we talking about, dude?
And it was awesome. It pissed me off.
How old were you?
I was 22.
22?
Well, because I had just left my area where I went to college. Right. I had a job down there, right. So I'd given everything up, and yeah. I came up here. It wasn't like I wasn't working.
Okay.
It wasn't that. And so I just wasn't expecting him to say, you have to have a job before I co-sign with you. And so I immediately, of course, had to go out that afternoon. I applied to like 5 restaurants and finally walked into a place that hired me. But yeah, I worked all through high school and college.
Yeah. See, I didn't start. I think I started working my senior year. But once I got a job, they quit paying for anything. So, like, I immediately had to use all my money to do anything I wanted anyway.
Yeah, living cost a chunk of change for sure.
And, yeah, no, I didn't have all that. The most exciting thing when I graduated high school was me and my two best friends were moving into an apartment together when college started. And that was...
That's nice.
When I moved out...
You didn't have to live in the dorm?
No, no.
Man.
Well, there was not a lot of dorms available at UTA.
They don't do,
was
I it, don't know.
Was it one of those campus apartments?
Or yeah, it's at Centennial Court, the one that's right across the street. Yeah. Not the worst of the campus apartments, but it was bottom five, I would say. But it was very close.
It was close to being a dorm, too.
Yeah, it was basically a dorm.
Do they not have dorms at UTA?
No, they do.
No, they do, but they...
There's just not that many.
Yeah, it's basically a commuter school.
Yeah, I know it's a big commuter school, but
there's
only four or five big
dorms?
Well, they built a few more.
Yeah, there's more now.
They built even more apartments now, too.
That place drives me insane because it has been built up so much since
I leave and it gets really nice.
Yeah, but we lived together and I never moved back home. Like, I left my parents' house 2 months after I graduated high school, went back for a week in between moving from that apartment to my first apartment by myself that summer, and that was it. I never moved back home.
Yeah, I had to... My first year, I went to community college, so I lived at home.
Yeah.
And then when I went to college my sophomore year, the summer after that, I lived at home because I had an internship at The Edge, the old radio station that used to exist here. And then once I went... Because I was still in the dorm.
Yeah.
And then after that, I'm trying to remember what I would have done after my junior year. Oh, I got an apartment, yeah. So my junior year, I lived in the dorm for the final time, and then that summer we got an apartment. Yeah. So yeah, that would have been... I didn't come home that summer.
Within my generation, it's a little different. I feel like almost everybody I know outside of a small handful ended up back at home for at least a little while. Some of them for a long while.
Like, yeah.
I definitely know some fellas that crossed that 30 threshold. But without a significant other, it was just them and their parents.
That'd be rough.
It's a little different.
I know a few of those, too.
And that's just, I could not imagine. Like, I get the, I wish I had not wanted to be independent when I graduated high school and didn't care about moving out, because I should have gone to a crappy community college for 2 years and I should have stayed at home for 2 years. My life would look a little bit different now, but it would.
It's rough.
It's so smart to do that.
It is interesting when you graduate high school and your buddies are like, oh, I'm going to this college or I'm going to this college and everything. Where are you going to go? It's like, oh, I don't know. I think I'm going to Collin County.
Right.
And like, oh, and at the time, you don't think anything of it. And then as you go through that summer of after my senior year, and I was working, so it's like you're hanging out all the time. But you hang out as much as you can because you realize, hey.
It's finite.
And then my two best friends went to college in Brownwood and the other out in Abilene. And then I remember in that August comes around, and you're like, man, I'm not going to high school. I'm going to college. And I don't know any of these people.
Yes.
And all my best friends don't live anywhere near me because they went to real college.
Because I was very lucky. Like I said, my two best friends went to UTA that first year. Now, one of them ended up going to A&M, and that was sort of where it got different, because there were probably 10, 15 people within my friend group in high school that ended up at UTA our freshman years, but they all transferred to different places pretty much after that. So by my senior year, there was only one or two of us left, and you know, I'd met more people throughout that time, but that was the nicest thing about going to where I went. But then there was the jealousy of everybody leaving, and I'm still at UTA, like, oh, I bet A&M seems pretty fun with Johnny Manziel down there, and I bet OU seems pretty cool.
I kind of wish, looking back, it would have been really cool to experience a major college.
Just for the football.
Like something like that in the fall would have been really, yeah, really cool.
There was a time where I thought I was going to transfer to UNT, which was going to be the closest I'd ever get to major college football.
Yeah, and I had a lot of friends, of course, that went. I mean, anybody that grew up around here had a ton of friends that went to UNT.
Oh, yeah. UNT. I didn't have a ton of TCU fans, but a couple of them. My best friend growing up, he was a T-shirt Longhorns fan. His parents went there, and by T-shirt, I mean of the 100 T-shirts in his closet, 80 of them were Longhorn.
Dang.
T-shirts.
That's impressive.
And he 100% graduated from the University of Texas A&M.
Yeah, you learn when you're growing up that maybe the college you want to go to doesn't have the major that you want or what you're interested in.
Maybe
you may have to transfer and
maybe your aptitude
that out.
Isn't quite, yeah, where that university would like it to be to let you come learn things there.
But if you happen to have graduated recently, whether it's high school or college, welcome to the real world.
Definitely. It is.
It sucks.
It's not great. It's not great. We
How?
Don't want to ruin it.
What do you mean it.
It
sucks?
Yeah.
I'm having a great time in mine.
We're all having such a fantastic time.